We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. No go. L.A. County won't be moving out of the COVID-19 purple tier, and Orange County won't be moving from the red tier either. They didn't quite meet the necessary threshold. That means they can't yet proceed with more business reopenings.
For the OC, this was supposed to be the day the new numbers come out today. And it's all about the numbers, the positivity rate, and the number of new cases per 100,000 people. For the OC, it was close, but not close enough. County Supervisor Lisa Bartlett says it's not clear why they didn't make it.
I don't know whether it's Labor Day spikes or whether it's schools reopening or quite what it is at this point.
She says they'll now have to wait about 2 weeks to see where they stand at that point.
Hopefully within that two-week period, we'll drop on the cases per 100,000 and be able to move into the orange tier at that point.
That would mean greater capacity for some businesses and full capacities for the retail sector. But again, they'll have to wait at least 14 days. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles County may have to put any new business reopenings on hold, but officials are now being urged to allow the reopening of more school campuses. At the moment, health officials won't even consider applications for state waivers that allow schools to resume in-person classes. That position has triggered a campaign for more flexibility from private schools, the LA Archdiocese, as well as hundreds of parents. One of those parents, Shannon Castellani of Manhattan Beach, she tells KNX that kids are really suffering.
There's a huge gap with students who are unable to have access to the internet and are unable to really learn from distance learning instruction. And so we're urging together to say, give our kids a chance to go back to school.
The chair of the Board of Supervisors, Catherine Barger, says it will discuss possible changes in county policy at today's meeting. A conflict continues between a Newberry Park church and Ventura County judge. The court has now issued a temporary restraining order to force Godspeed Calvary Chapel to stop holding indoor worship services, but the pastor says he has no intention of complying. Health officials say the goal is to slow the spread of coronavirus, but the pastor, Rob McCoy, says outdoor church services aren't practical because of space restrictions and security concerns. A church lawyer says the coronavirus numbers in Ventura County don't require such strict regulations. Fire crews in Santa Clarita have a better grip today on the Martindale fire that's chewed through about 230 acres since it started yesterday afternoon. At Wildfire, about 2 miles south of the Boque Reservoir, now 40% contained, according to the last word from U.S. Forest officials. Battalion Chief Seneca Smith says crews caught a break.
We're very fortunate that we didn't have the Santa Ana winds develop, and we were very lucky that we had a lot of resources on the Angeles National Forest.
At least a dozen homes currently evacuated on Boque Canyon Road, and the Bobcat Fire residents of Wrightwood, forced out of their homes, are now being allowed to return. But the estimated containment date of that 114,000-plus acre fire is now pushed back to October 30th. As firefighters brace for challenging conditions brought on by a week of low humidity and high temperatures. The wildfire in Wine Country in Northern California continues to burn out of control, and fire officials now confirm it's destroyed 80 homes. Up to 70,000 people are currently evacuated, including this man in the town of Calistoga.
You can still see like flames close up like on the side of the road. Honestly, I have faith that the winds will switch up and just head towards Santa Rosa, but I obviously don't want Santa Rosa to burn down, but I just don't want our small town to, you know, burn down either.
Now, the winds have eased a bit, but KCBS radio reporter Tim Ryan on the fire lines in Sonoma County tells KNX it's still an extremely dangerous situation.
Fire's moving so fast, there's not nearly enough firefighters to fight these fires. And so if that fire is 3 miles away and they tell you to leave, you just have to leave because, you know, clearly you don't want to lose your life.
Another fire further north near Redding has turned deadly. Three people confirmed dead now. They found burned out areas of Shasta County yesterday. Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency for both these wildfires. A hotshot firefighter who vanished more than a week ago after working on the front lines of the El Dorado fire is still missing. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says that Carlos Baltazar may have been picked up by someone driving a Subaru. Relatives say they haven't heard from Baltazar since September 20th, and they say he was upset over the death of a fellow firefighter who was killed while battling the fire. Authorities say they do not suspect foul play. The LA City Council will soon decide when to begin parking enforcement again and which laws to enforce.
The relaxed enforcement program, which expires on Thursday, made it easier for people to stay at home without getting tickets for violations of street cleaning schedules, peak hour, residential, and overnight parking restrictions. Now the City Council will discuss on Wednesday if those laws and those covering oversized or abandoned vehicles and those with expired registration will be enforced again. Once the Council makes that decision, they may also set dates for the Department of Transportation to begin enforcement, which could start as early as mid-October, all the way to mid-January for significant enforcement involving impounds of oversized vehicles in violation of city ordinances. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.